So, Luke chapter 15. I want us to start at verse, let me see. Let's go straight to 11. There was a man who had two sons. And the younger son said to the father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided the property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off to a distant country and squandered. Somebody said squandered.
Squandered.
What is it to squander? Waste, give away, throw away, squander, uselessly spend his wealth on wild living. How many need me to explain what that means? He had hoes and stuff. Okay. He went and got a big gold chain and medallions and the latest car and the biggest bling, Rolex. Whatever the equivalent of that was today that rappers do every time they get a check that are not smart, that's what he did. He got all his bling. He got his freshest name brand gear. He got the hottest new camel that was on the market. With the reclining hump. Heat and AC. Dual passenger and rear. He put lights around it. Spinners. Everything. He went deep. No. Can we say the word squandered? He wasted the money on things that have no eternal or even permanent value. It's to squander. He wasted his blessing on stuff to impress other people and feed an immediate need, but had no value beyond that moment. Somebody say squander.
Squander.
See, some of you may not have had inheritance really divided amongst you yet like that. But we're going to talk about how sometimes you still squander even what God has given you right now. You're wasting it on things. God showed me something about this story, and this story is a very, very deep story for me because it speaks to me where I am today in my life. I consider myself to be very frugal when it comes to my finances. But God is showing me in this season how I've squandered my time and energy. Something Sherry was saying when she was up here speaks to the message today. I said, oh, wow, Sherry's in touch with me. Things, you going to auditions and not getting accepted and feeling rejected. And God spoke a word to me as he called me to go forward in this season. Miss Nelly came to me and said that she was speaking to God about what's next and what do I need to do and how do I need to do it. And God said to her, look at my son, meaning me. God likes me. And he said to her, he didn't say go consider the grass of the field or to look at the grasshopper. He told her, look at me. God know me on a first name. But he said, he refers to you every time you say, he says, my son. And God said something to me yesterday that I never thought about. God said, do you realize I talk about you the way you talk about Markel? I said, ooh. All right now. You proud of me? He said, yes, I am. Very. And he said to her, look at my son, how he always prepares for things. Look how he always puts things in order and gets things structured so when doors open and opportunities come, he's ready. He doesn't wait to the last second and then go running around trying to figure out how to do it. He always lays out things in advance. So how do I squander? Things happen. Disappointments happen. People do things that hurt my feelings. And I get caught up in those moments way too long. And God said to me, you know, there are two things I need you to think about that's in your life. You're listening? You're listening? There are moments, say that, and then there's destiny. Let that sit a minute. There are moments, and then there's destiny. What do we focus on more? That's squandering. You like that, huh, Penny? That's squandering. That's time and energy that you've allowed somebody to say or do or something you heard somebody said or whatever, and Donald Trump said this and all of this, and all that time watching the news to see if he's going to get impeached or not. Squandered moments. When you got a destiny that you need to be heading toward. So now I'm getting real funny with people about conversation. So somebody, when you talking to me on the phone and you was going through all the details, right, enough. Enough. Get to the point. Are you so impatient? I don't have time to allow you to squander my time. If you got a point, make the point. If you don't, destiny is calling me. I need to be focused on destiny and all of these things that I've allowed to get under my skin or get on my nerves or hurt my feelings, whatever, is taking precious time from the goal. So you went to audition, you get accepted. So what? The destiny is not that audition. That audition's a moment. And as soon as they said no, that moment had passed. Next. So as I've been going forward to do 1130 the way God has called me to, I've come into some snags. And I have not taken a second to lick my wounds. Okay, so what I'm doing now? So we're trying to rent a studio and trying to rent a place so we can have auditions. And this studio said, yeah, and then they never sent a contract. And this one gave us a date. Said, oh, no, we thought it was that date. And I was like, God, what do I do? I ain't got time to sit around and be frustrated about how these people, you can't depend on them and see how they do. So what do I do? God said, you got a whole big reception area right there. Move all the furniture out. Put mirrors on the wall. Boom. Dance studio. Done. I went, got mirrors, hung them on the wall, put them up there. When the kids came for rehearsal and they walked in, they went, wow! We have a studio. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't have to book nobody's time. That's $30 an hour I keep in my pocket. It's always an option. Yeah, but if I do that, then I got to move this. And then, well, what's more important to you? You got to move your furniture or you got to pursue your destiny? So my wife asked me, can I have the couch? And can we bring it here? The couch that I got from you guys. I love that. I sleep on that couch. I was like, you take my couch. I don't want to. God said, moments or destiny? You still get to sleep on it. You sleep it when you're here. You don't need to be sleeping in the office anyway. It's for work. I have to encourage you that there's time that you lose when you get caught up in situations. And time, you don't get back. If it's money, you can regain that. If it's hurt feelings, you can get over that. If it's disappointment, you can reappoint and you're no longer disappointed. That's what disappointment is. Disappointment. To remove you from your appointment. Did you just hear what I said? What is your appointment? Your destiny. And disappointments come to take you off of your appointment. So I just reappoint myself to the destiny. How many of you can hear what I'm saying today and say, I need this right here. I don't need to be distracted by moments. Let moments pass. They always do. How many of you have gone through some stuff that looked like it was never ending? Did it end? Are you still here? And is your destiny still calling you? So I cannot afford to continue to give my time to disappointments.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Am I talking to you? Squandered time. He squandered his wealth. People who squander, they try to fill their life with things to substitute for their own emptiness. Be it money, running around, always trying to do things for people. And I do so much and nobody just ever, never appreciates me. Why don't you appreciate you? Because that's the problem. I didn't mean to say this, but I'm just going to put it out there because it's what God showed me. You're asking people to appreciate something that you don't even appreciate. Am I hitting the ball out the park this day? So when God said to me, who are you apart from what everybody expects from you? I had to come to the reality that I was depending on expectations to satisfy who I needed to believe I want to be or who I think I am. Did I confuse anybody? I did. You need a compliment to know you okay. Then that means you don't know who you are. And that means that the minute the person that takes that compliment away, you're no longer that person. So then your value is never real. It's always based. It's no different than the person you would laugh at for spending all that money on bling. It's no different. I need you to continue to tell me I look good so I can believe I look good. I need you to tell me I am smart so that I can believe I'm smart. I need you to tell me consistently that something I need to feel about myself has to come from somebody else. That's not right. And that's a squandered moment. Somebody say, Lord, bring me my moments back, please. And help me not to squander them. So, really, really interesting. I was with Kwame yesterday. I was with Kwame because Kwame came help me bring the couch upstairs. And so what I did was I had a lunch or a dinner meeting with Nellie and Takesha, who is one of the people who work with us, who I know God has told me is supposed to be permanently a part of us. She's supposed to be and eventually a partner, but I know that she's a crucial to what God's doing for us in the salon in the season. So since Kwame was here, he was heading back to Brooklyn. I said, maybe you could drop me off. I'm thinking, oh, wait, we got to go to the restaurant. It might be late when we get back. I know she didn't finish working to day, but the two of you didn't finish working to 6. If I leave with him now and it's like 1 something, I'm going to be hanging around all day. So Kwame said, well, you know, hang with me. Nah. I'd rather just hang here and chill, you know, because not that I got nothing against Kwame, but what am I going to do all day? Like, just, that's not my thing. I said, nah, because I got to figure out how to get back. Maybe I need to take care. He said, I'll bring you back. I'm like, that's... It just in my heart was, just go with them. Hang with them. Spend the day. So he had a session at 4. 3 or 4. Because he's a trainer. So he says, well, come with me back into Manhattan. I got a training session. I'm like, we going back into Manhattan now from Brooklyn? Because he had to go pick the kids up and drop them off somewhere. We going back to Manhattan? I'm here with him, man. I'm going to go. So he said, okay, I'm going to go train this kid for an hour. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go hang out. I'm going to go get something to eat. Nah, come with me. What am I going to do? We get there to the gym, and this young man comes in. He's training. Kwame says, you want to work out? That wasn't my plan. I wanted to go squander the time and go eat some food and hang around the street. And it was my opportunity to get in the gym and get some workout on. So I got in there and I worked out. And I said, this is why you wanted me to come. I've been praying for you to give me the opportunity to get back into my fitness. And I have been just doing calisthenics, push-ups, and sit-ups. But there was an opportunity to get me a taste of the gym back in my mouth again. But I wanted to waste the time, killing time, until it was time for the meeting when there was a day that God had laid out for me. So I'm learning I got to be sensitive to things that are pushing me or calling me toward destiny that I keep praying for. I'm talking to you. I'm just saying, we're waiting on Jesus. When it's the Lord's time, he will let it happen. Well, I sent you a helicopter, you know the story, and I sent you I sent you a boat. And you let them all go past. You know the joke, right? I sent you. You said you want to work out. There it is. There was your opportunity. And so I did. And I said, yeah. This is what I need to be. I'm good. I'm good. This is what I need to be doing. Ask Father. Ask Daddy. What things are in your life right now that are just distractions from destiny? And as we finish the rest of this lesson, I'm going to show you something that's going to encourage you. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Destiny's powerful. It doesn't go away. God doesn't take it from you. It's always there waiting for you. Whether you fulfill it or not, it's up to you. But it's always there. Say, my destiny, the vision, never died. I, from this point on, we'll line up with it. Let's go back to where we were. Notice, trust me, there's a method to everything I'm saying today. Nothing's random. So you got two sons. Both have a rich daddy. They have the same daddy. I want you to catch the parallels as I'm going. I don't want to come back and explain them. Say, we all have the same daddy. And he's a rich daddy. So when we're reading this story about the sons, I don't want you to focus on the sons. I want you to focus on which one of the sons are you. Okay? So pick one of them and write your name on them. You may find yourself in a little bit of both of them. But just listen to the story now from a Pastor Diamond, break it down to the fine tooth, and find what you need to find. There's a jewel in here. There's a treasure in this message that if we get it, we can change our going forward forever. Say, I understand. There's destiny and there's moments. Now, when I use the word destiny, I'm going to use it interchangeably with the word vision. Same thing. It's a vision. It's God's plan for you. It's your destiny. It's God's destiny for you. Ready? Ready? Here we go. So he had two sons, and the younger, say the younger,
younger.
Say the younger.
Younger.
So we would assume from that the least mature one. Came to the father and said, give me my share of the estate. So he divided what? Where? Read it again. He did what? Read it again. Who's them? Whoa. See how people miss these messages? Profound. He's got two sons. The older son didn't ask for squat. But he benefited from the younger son's request.
Okay.
He got his share too. He got his share too. Stay with me. The two sons came. The younger son said, give me my share of the inheritance. That, you're not supposed to get your inheritance till daddy dies. Daddy goes to the bank, sells the property, whatever he does, and he gives him his cut. But he also gives older brother his cut. Stay with me. Little brother squanders. We just went through the whole definition of squander. We ain't going to do it again. Little brother squanders. What does he do? He wasted on things that have no real monetary or spiritual or future value. He just wasted it on present excitement. He bling blinged out. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off to a distant country and squandered his wealth in wild living. He didn't even wait long. As soon as he got his, he was getting his stuff together, he was out. After he had spent everything. Boy, why do people wake up after they spent everything? There was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So after he spent everything, even the people he tricked his money on couldn't help them because it was a severe famine and it was every man for himself. He couldn't even cash in at this point. He can't even say, yo, I hooked you up, hook me up. Everybody's in trouble. Now, so he went and hired himself out to a citizen in the country who sent him to feed the pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the paws that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Wow. Squandering, bling bling, drinks is on me, throwing money up in the air, making it rain, doing all the stuff. And now it's all gone, and nobody ain't giving him nothing. He got to go feed pigs, and he wants to now eat pig food. Things got pretty bad. Let's go back. Who are we talking about? The younger brother who went to a wealthy father who said, give me my share, and he gave it to him. And he divided it up amongst the two brothers, and he went out. So I need you to understand the contrast of his life right now. I need you to say the word rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
He came from this kind of life now. Servants and manservants and maidservants and all of this stuff. And now he's feeding pigs. If he's Jewish, he's supposed to be nowhere around them. So that got to be rough. So you reduced to now feeding things that you consider ceremonial and unclean and dirty. And now you're so low you want to eat their food. Whew. Ooh, that's ugly. Oof. But here's what I like. Out of the two brothers, I like younger brother better. I relate more to younger brother. Younger brother makes more sense to me. And if you listen to what's going on here, it'll make more sense to you. When he came to his senses, that should be a verse by itself. Somebody say, you can come to your senses. Luke, because I know you just walked in, says Luke 15, we're at verse 17 right now. When he came to his senses, he said, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. What did he do? No, based on that sentence, what is he doing in his mind? Not physically, what did he do? What's he doing in his thought process right now? He rationalizing what he did, but what else is he rationalizing? He made a mistake, but what else is he rationalizing? Who said that? Wait a minute. My father's servants live better than this. I don't need to be here. Somebody look at me and simply say, I don't need to be here. Are you catching this? I wish every Christian in the world could catch this revelation. I'm going through hard times while the Lord is trying to teach me. Maybe I'm supposed to go this. Or maybe it's something I did wrong. I don't have to be here.
Right. Yeah.
My father's house, the people who worked for me eat better than this. Whoa. Here's what he said. Are you listening? Say it if it means something to you. I'm better than this. Are you listening? He's basing this off of an earthly father. Come on, I'm preaching. Come on now. He's basing this off of an earthly father and saying, I'm better than this. I deserve better than this. Because my father's servants eat better than this. What am I doing? He came to his senses, but not all of them. Watch, watch, watch. He did mess up, right? He did choose to mess up, right? He did choose to take his father's possessions and wealth that father gave to him and destroy it, right? His choice. But even in his wrong, and even though everything he did was his fault, there was still a sense about him that he deserved better than that. Who didn't catch that? There's still a sense about how many have done some wrong things, messed up pretty bad, got outside of God's will and did some things that you know you have no business doing. But still, even in the bottom of his bottom, he knew that daddy's provision and daddy's love had to extend to him in some kind of way that he deserved better than what he was getting right now. Now, why am I saying this to you? Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Because you're just taking what I'm saying as him. I said this. I'm talking about you. Okay? Because you get outside of God's will, make a mistake, and you just think that you're unredeemable. You're going to label yourself based on your mistake for the rest of your lives. You keep saying, well, maybe this is what I'm supposed to go through. Why can't you come to your senses? Thank you, that one. And realize that you're better than that. Why are you going to live in condemnation for the rest of your life? He brought everything that was on him on himself. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. But even in that had sense to know that he was worth more than what he was getting. I ain't going to go no further till you'll get that. I'll stop the message right here and just keep saying that over and over for the next 45 minutes if I need to. Say, even in my worst, I deserve better than Satan's garbage. You got into stuff that people got you into and messed you up and lied on you. He did all this to himself. But he came to his senses. Who is my daddy? Wait a minute. What? There's a famine over here. And they're eating pink food. And I'm getting ready to eat garbage. Let me go back home. I know there's food in daddy's house. And I know if he give me the least of the food in his house, it's better than this. If God gives you his bare minimum, it's better than what the world has to offer. I told you you're going to learn something today. He came to his senses. Father God, I pray that everybody in this house and everybody who watches this message comes to their senses. We are children of the Most High God, and we don't have to take this crap. You're in this world. You're not of it. You're just passing through Daddy's house. He supplies your needs according to his riches in glory. He lacks nothing. I can't find no job. I can't find no nothing. Go home. The servants in daddy's house live better than people here. I ain't saying go home, die. I'm saying go home. Know what you're worth. Make sure it be clear. I hope people tell you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God wants you to have in earth. Jesus said that. Jesus said that. Didn't Jesus say this is how you pray? Lord, teach us to pray. I'm getting off the subject, but that's what, but let's keep it there, okay? The disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray. Okay, sure. Father, my daddy in heaven, right? What did he first relate to? What the prodigal son came back to realize. Wait a minute, my father has everything. My father who is in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done as it is in heaven. Well, maybe Jesus didn't know what he was talking about. He told us to pray that. How many of you got God's will being done in your earth as it is in heaven? You do, you just don't know it. But it is. But when you come to your senses, okay, you say, wait a minute, I don't have to live like this. Come on, somebody get just... Just catch that right now. Just Holy Spirit, just make it click for right now. Wait a minute. I don't have to live like this. Come on. Come on. Come on in with me. Say it if you need to say it. Wait a minute. You're my father. I don't have to live like this. Even if you ain't complaining about your life, still you don't have to live like that. If you feel like you got to eat pig food to get by, maybe you need to wake up and come to your senses. I'm just praying for God to move. God ain't on the toilet. God don't have to move. You have to move. Come to your senses. Wait a minute. My father's servants eat better than this. How many of my father's highest servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. This don't make no sense. And he set out to go back to his father's house and say to him, got to speak together. I know I'm going to say. I'm going to come to the father. I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be your son. That's why I say he came to his senses, but not totally. I am no longer worthy to be your son. Make me like one of your highest servants. So he set out and went up to his father. So now let's come back to the church, right? So he's come to the realization, even as a servant, I could do better than this. Come on, saints, please get this. So I ain't even going to go home and try to get my position back. Dude, I'll just work for you as a slave. I know I spend up all my money and I don't deserve to get no more blessings from you. I done ruined the blessings. You done blessed me and I done screwed that all over. I know you ain't got no more. God in heaven done run out. He ain't the God of the second chance. He gave you your money. You messed that up. It's over. See, you start to see yourself in these stories. But still, he has sense enough to know, but if I go home, even as a servant, I can live better than this and eat. So he starts home. You know what I'm saying? Probably called a couple of people that he was starving with. Let me practice this on you. Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven. I'm no longer worthy to be your son, but I'll be ready to work for you as a servant. What you think? You think he'll like that? Yeah, put a little more emotion into it. Okay. Father, I've sinned against heaven, and I've sinned against earth. And I know I'm no longer worthy to be your child. Does this sound familiar?
Yes.
Sound like some of your prayer time? See, I just want to bring it home. Am I reaching you? Wave a hand at me. Am I speaking to you today? Mike, I need to sit up straight on this one. So here we go. So here we go, right? Father, if you could just have mercy. I know I'm not worthy of you. I know I've sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But if you could just find it in your heart to just let me pay my rent for this month and just be able to pay my bills, I would just, Jesus' name. Yeah, that's good. That'll get him. You ready now? Go home. Come on. Yeah. So he's walking home. Father. Wait a minute. I didn't do that right. Father. Yeah, hold on, wait. Father, okay, good. I've sinned against you. No, I sinned against heaven and you. Is it you in heaven? Heaven against heaven and you. Okay, no, heaven first. Heaven and you. Okay, good, I got it. And he's walking all the way home. Whew, got no food, stomach's cramping. You know, he just ate, ready to eat pig junk. Coming home, clothes is raggedy, got no money in his pocket. Probably thumbing down the road. People, you stink, get out of here. Get a job, you bum. And he's walking home. He gets home, he's on his way home, and he's rehearsing it. Huh. So here he goes. He got up and he went to his father. But while he was a long way off, that's a shouting part right there. You ain't even back yet with God. You ain't even got it right yet. You ain't even correct your life yet. But you're heading toward him and he saw you. Long way off. He ain't even right yet. But daddy see you coming.
Amen.
Before you got on your knees to repent and do your little boo-hoo.
Right.
He saw you. I see you. There you are. There's my baby. Yeah. It gets better. It gets better. But while he was still a long way off, the father saw him. And was filled with what?
Compassion.
Oh, that's the love of God, ain't it? And what did he do? He ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed. So God comes running to you as soon as he sees you making the effort to head back.
Thank you, God.
Ran to him and kissed him. My baby. And God just swept him up in his arms. And he said, wait. I didn't get to do my speech. Hold on. Father, I've sinned against you and I'm no worthy to. And he starts to go into his little thing that he planned, you know, your little prayer that you planned. God already snatched you up and hugged you and kissed you, but you still feel the need to do your little pity thing. God forgave you the moment you begin to ask. Somebody, come on now. But you still want to give God your pity story. That don't sound like some of your prayer time? Right, come on, I got to do mine. I done rehearsed this all the way home. I was working this up all the way there. I done got sad and pitiful and everything. Let me do my little speech. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. The father said to servants, servants, quick, bring him the best robe. Father didn't respond to that garbage, just like he don't respond to it when you pray it. God don't want to hear that garbage. You think that God is moved by that? I'm just trying to be humble. No, you're not. That's not being humble. That's being inferior. And God is not going to respond to that. If my kids come to me and say, Daddy, I just feel I'm just unworthy of you. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? If you don't get up off your knees, I'm going to kick you. Right. Talking some garbage like that. What's wrong with you? My grandkids already. I started with Mocha. I'm seeing it now with Izzy. Side story, but I love these things because it's how they see me. Izzy has, they got the Transformers rescue bot, so they made it like a little kids kind of series. So he's now, and that's his new love. So they bought him the series. I think he got a couple for his birthday, but he didn't have Optimus Prime. So he shows his mom, well, I want Optimus Prime. She said, we just got you these a couple of days ago. You're not getting Optimus Prime right now. We'll get that later. She said he went on about his business. She didn't think no more about it. And then he comes to her and says, Mommy, I want to talk to Grandpa. So she FaceTimes me. Hi, Grandpa. Was he four, just turned four? I said, hey, baby, how you doing? Fine. Grandpa, can I have Optimus Prime? She said, Papa! I just told you, no, why would you call Grandpa? I said, send me a link to Optimus Prime. Send me a link. She said, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe he did it. I said, it don't make a difference how embarrassed you are. He went through the throne.
He's like, you gonna give me that.
I'm getting my Optimus Prime. Just to see that. Like, I know where to get it. I told you my need, you can supply it. I know who will get it. I'm going to get my Optimus Prime. And he didn't ask with any, if I found favor with you, and I know I may not be worthy. And he said, Grandpa, can I have Optimus Prime? Can you get me Optimus Prime? I'm like, Optimus, what? So she had to explain to me what it was all about. And then he went and got all the rest of them. And in front of the FaceTime, he lined them up for me so I can see. Wow. See, I got all of them. No Optimus Prime. And he showed me, see? So, side story, it has nothing to do with the message. So she said, yeah, so he has all of them except Optimus. And he looked at her and said, Optimus Prime. Like, you're not on a first name basis with her. So, she said, oh, excuse me, Optimus Prime. So Grandpa ordered it immediately. Ran Amazon, ordered it. So I didn't think to send it there. I figured I'll send it to me and I'll bring it. So she said the next day the postman came to the door. He went running out to the door. It's my Optimus Prime! She said, no, I don't know if Grandpa sent it here. Let me call and find out. I said, no, it's coming to me. I'll bring it. Because I personally wanted to deliver it. You would have got a little more excited if you knew what I just said. I wanted to see that smile. I wanted to put it in. I don't want UPS giving it to him. No. I would rather have it come to me and then drive an hour and a half to his house and put it in his hand. And if me being of evil nature can do good things like that for my children, how much more will your Father in heaven do for you as his children? Somebody look at somebody and say, God wants me blessed. Say it again. Say it to two more people. Come on, that's good. How did that feel? Particularly me, right. I ain't in disagreement with that at all. I tell people all the time, God likes me better than anybody. I say that all the time. Now he down, he like, I said, no, well, whatever relationship you got, don't try to fuse that in my conversation. God is my God. No, just off side note, who Jesus died for?
Me.
See? That's individual. He didn't die for us. He died for me. Dying for us don't save me. It's personal. Very personal. Start to treat it that way. So let me flip the story. This wasn't part of the message, but you know how clever I am. I just got this. The brother didn't say, let me go to our father. He said, let me go to my father. Right. He still got a brother. Amen. And he spent all his money. Yes. But I'm still going to our father. Exactly. But he's mine. Yes. So now, he comes to daddy. And he gives him his story. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Father totally ignores that. Says to the servant, quick. Quick. Chop, chop. Bring the one of the raggedy robes because he don't deserve it. He done sinned and squandered all his money. I ain't giving him no more stuff. No. Bring him the best robe and put it on him. And put the ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. He didn't even make him wash up. He just came out the pig thing. Are you understanding? He didn't even care that he was dirty. He didn't say, you ain't coming to my house. Dude, go get clean. Then I'll let you in. He took you. First of all, he came running to you when you were still far off. And funky and stinking and hugged you and kissed you while the sin is still dripping all off for you. Threw the best robe on you. He said, well, the robe has probably got enough smell and ointment on it and anointing on it that people won't smell how stink you are underneath it. Just throw the robe over them. Nobody won't know. Because God covers. Doesn't he? People expose. God covers. I'm feeling extra anointed today. I feel like I got an extra anointment on me right about here. Because this so speaks to me, man. This is just. So put the ring on his finger. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. And let's have a feast and celebrate. For this my son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and found. So they started having a party. Get money. They're having a party, right? They're having a good time. Good time. Meanwhile, the oldest son is in the field. Wait a minute. What you doing in the field? When it came near in the house and heard the music and dancing, he called to one of the servants and said, what's going on? He said, your brother's come home. Yay! And he replied, your father has killed the fatted calf because he has come home safe and sound. And the older brother was pissed. Now, I ain't mad that he was upset. I'm bothered why he was upset. Not only was he upset, he refused to go join the party. So his father went out to persuade him and pleaded with him. Please, come on. Join the party. Let's have a good time. Come on. But he answered the father, look, all these years I've been serving with you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you gave me, but you never gave me even a young goat so I can celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours squandered your property with prostitutes has come home, and you killed a fatted calf for him. Stop. Before we get to daddy's reply, let's get to brother's complaint. I've been in church all my life. I've been serving Jesus for 35 years, and he ain't healed me for my cancer. And yet this person don't barely come to church, and they come to God, and God just healed them. Yeah, because you out there in the field working to earn love that's already freely yours. You figure I come to church every week and I tithe more than everybody and I work with the ushers and I'm also in the prayer intercession and I'm also work with this and I also work the food ministry and I also work there and I'm there every week and I'm there every night for Bible study and teen meeting revival time and I'm involved with all these things. But you're not involved with God. Son's serving, but he's not experiencing. He's not living with God, with his daddy. He's out in the field working. First of all, you got servants. Why are you out there in the field working? Brother comes back. Here's the thing that always bugs me about brother. You got your inheritance too. You're so busy staying home, you didn't even enjoy your life. You're just working. You're trying to prove something. Why are you trying to prove something to God? God knows whether you love him or not. And all the works that you do, he said, not of works, but it's a grace. It's a gift from God, lest any man should boast. God don't esteem your works above the other person's. I don't care how much you serve in church. And if you're serving in church because you're trying to get God or the pastor or somebody else to like you, you should be ashamed of yourself. So brother, in my mind, did all the right things. Are you listening to me? But I like little brother better. Because at least the little brother had a sense of his value. He had a sense of to know that the inheritance was his to have now. Come on. He knew it was his to have right now. Not when I die in heaven, sweet by and by, pie in the sky. He knew it was his right now to have. He knew even if he lost it, that at least he could go back home and eat. He knew that there was a right that belonged to him just because of his relationship with his father. Where brother was consistently working and having nothing. I ain't have no party. Why you ain't have no party for me? Why don't you do all this stuff for me? And daddy's response is the same to you. My son, the father said, you're always with me. And everything I have is yours. Those of you who never messed up or sinned or fell out, this is for you. You're always with me. And everything I have is yours. Let me say it again. You're always with me. And everything I have is yours. I didn't want to go to the last part. Here's what he said to the son. Older son, working in the field. Mad because he ain't had no party with his friend and had no calf. He said, you could have had a party anytime you wanted. You know where the robe was, right in the closet. Why don't you just go get it? The ring? Well, you got to put the ring on. I ain't never told you can't wear the ring. Are you hearing this? Yes. What do you mean you don't have no ring? How come you bless pastor like that? And he's always blessed. He's in the finances and this and that. Because I go get the ring. I go put my robe on. Bonk y'all. You can sit there and frown all you want. Well, he's blessed. Pastor, he's just blessed because it's him. No, he's blessed because I know where the closet is. I go get it. Amen. That's my daddy. I'm home. I ain't out there with the pigs and squandering. I'm going to go in the closet and get mine. And I'll still ask just out of respect, Daddy, can I put on the robe? And I know he's going to say, yeah. You didn't catch that. That ring, that thing that he called you to, that you keep praying for him to make a way for you. He's like, are you freaking kidding me? I made a way when I put the desire in your heart. Why don't you just walk into it? So when you tell me I went to an audition and that didn't work, so go to another one. Sooner or later, you're going to go with the expectation that what God said is yours, and then when you walk in, you take it. In the meantime, you're going in hoping that somebody likes you, and yeah, so good luck. That's squandering. My daddy's better than that. Matter of fact, I don't want to go to 50 auditions. Lead me to the one I'm supposed to go to. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this your brother who was dead is alive again. He was lost and now it was found. He said, when you get lost and find your way back, we have to celebrate. How many of you got lost in your walk with the Lord and then found your way back and didn't expect no party? I'm like, shoot, so if I fall and come back, I get a party? And if I'm there and never fall, I can have parties all the time? That's the difference. Brother that was there, he could have had a party anytime. What's what Daddy said? Right. Before ever with me, you could have had it every time. He's getting one because he's been gone for a long time. He got a party, but you could have been partying 7 days a week. Well, I want my party. And I'm having it. So when you hear me claiming and speaking things right now about my destiny and my future that I have put off for 60 years and God is now telling me, okay, you're 61, you ain't got time to play no more. Understand something. Look at my face. I'm doing this thing. I'm doing it big. I'm having a ball. Everything I'm touching is turning to gold. Everything I put my hand to is prospering. Everything I can think and imagine is working. I'm expecting it. And even the things I do don't go, it's like, oh, so don't worry about it. Well, we audition and then he is the only one person. Well, okay, so do another one. Do 50 auditions. We'll keep doing it till we get the ones we want. I ain't discouraged. Because destiny is in front of me. I see destiny. I'm not getting caught up in moments. I'm after destiny. Disappointments, I get reappointed. I get back on destiny. Daddy want to have a party for you. Especially if you've been there and you ain't going nowhere. You need to claim your party. Where your party? Invite me to your party. All of you have been saying to me, oh man, I'm in agreement with you for that house. Man, when you get that party, we're going to come to that house. We're going to party down. I'm like, where your house? Appreciate you getting agreement with me. Where's your house? You ain't believing for nothing? Well, you know what? Only if I could just change this job. Well, what are you preparing for? Because if you believe you receive, you begin to act like you have.
Amen. Amen.
Tell me what you're doing every day. I'll tell you what you're about to receive. Serious. Sit down with me right now and tell me what you're doing every day, and in 10 minutes I'm going to tell you what your future look like. I don't even have to get prophetic. Because what you're preparing for is what you're going to get. Big sis, you've been saying for years, I think I'm going to live here, I think I'm going to live here, I think I'm going to live here, I think I'm going to live here. The first time I hear you saying, I'm going here. See? 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 So for those who can't hear, she said, I'm bought all new stuff, new living room, kitchen, bathroom. See, because now finally you're doing it. You going in the closet and you getting your robe. Where before you said, I know there's one in there somewhere. And maybe when God is ready. And God like, I've been ready. I ain't never unready. He said, there's a party happening for him. He has to have a party. He was lost and now he's found. But you, my good kids, you was here every day. That robe was right there in the closet. You ain't even thought about it. Now you mad because I got it? I'm wearing that robe. What about you? Some of you are trying to figure out where that closet is right now. I can see it in your face. You're like, where is it? Go wear that closet. You're visualizing that closet, right? I want you to. It ain't locked. Jesus said, now I'll wrap it right here. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I don't know what demon got in the church and lied and said you got to struggle and go through hell because God wants you to go through hard times. There's no scripture to back that up anywhere. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life. Life, not survival, not existence. Come home. Come to your senses. Make that the title. Come to your senses. I just switched the title right in midstream. That's the title. Come on home. And come home with expectation. Even if it's a smaller expectation. Even if you expect him to come home and be as a servant as he said. Come home and say, Daddy, I've been outside eating and squandering. I need to come back. And I need to come home. I know even the angels eat better than this. And you said they're servants. I'm supposed to be living at least as good as that. And watch them upgrade you. Now, I'm not just talking about stuff. I'm talking about emotional. I'm talking about personal. I'm talking about physical. I'm talking about in every way possible. I know in this season of my life, I've been upgraded. And I'm building right in that direction. Like you said, Rainey, I ain't going to buy no new stuff because I don't need to. But because God told me when you go where I'm sending you, everything's going to be already waiting for you. But I tell you this, I'm changing my spirit about it. I see it every day. And I'm really paying close attention to block out the distractions. Something upsets me, that's a moment. Nothing gets in the way of destiny. Amen. Leave that right there and keep on moving. If you want to stop for a minute and cry and feel sorry, give yourself a time. I'm going to feel sorry for myself for the next 3 hours maybe, if you want to do that. And then I got to get back to work. 3 minutes, whatever. If that works for you, 3 minutes is great. If it's heavy enough emotionally, it may take a little longer than 3 minutes. But as long as you understand, this is just a moment, and I got to get back to work. You don't go down the road dragging it with you. Did you remember it? Did you see when they did this? Don't have time for it. Don't have time for it. Amen? Amen.